In the meantime, a very good friend of mine, Mushfika Botha, I want to introduce her quickly. She's the head of the research and consumer education at National Debt Advisors. We're talking about the money. I've never ever heard so many billions in one night. Like on Tuesday evening when President Cyril Ramaphosa announced an increase in the child grant, a number of other grant increases, and a new way to distribute food aid as part of the government's $500 billion plan to boost the economy and relieve social distress caused by the lockdown to prevent the spread of COVID-19 infections. But the extra cash at hand, how should you, as a consumer who's receiving these grants, you know, how is it that you can be more savvy with that? Mushfika, assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for joining us. It's always lovely chatting to you.
Wa alaikum salam. Shukran for having me.
It's only a pleasure, Mushfika. You know, when people's got a little bit more cash in their hands, dan gaat hulle 'n bietjie bos. But it seems like, you know, this is part of a relief program. Not it seems mm-hmm. it is part of a relief program. You know, how do a normal person who receives that child grant, you know, obviously there must be a call for them not to take it for granted because it's not a permanent thing.
Look, let me also just be clear in the fact that your child grant that you are receiving, I am hoping that what you are receiving in the first place is actually going to the child. And more than ever, we find that our children during COVID-19 are vulnerable. So I'm hoping that the money that we are getting right now is going to be used for basic survival needs. And that needs to be made clear. Survival is top of the list. A lot of people will say, oh, we could have done more. This is what we should have done. We should have done, you know what? We did the president relief. Is real relief for many, very many people at ground level, Gulam. People said, oh, it's 500 rand per child. Oh, it's only 350 rand for the unemployed. But 350 rand, Gulam, buys a full 2 weeks worth of groceries for some people. And I'm hoping that we're going to get to the point where we realize that our situation is not going to change overnight. COVID-19, the impacts of COVID-19 from a social and an economic level is going to be here for a very, very long time. We are not automatically one day going to wake up at the end of April or even any time soon and say, oh, okay, it's not here, it's gone, and now suddenly we don't need as much, or suddenly our situations have changed. One thing that I would suggest that people do is that they plan. Is that the plan? And I'm not saying it needs to be a fancy plan. I'm not saying it needs to be an accountant's plan. But make lists. Make lists of what it is that you need. Yeah. Make lists of what is your needs and what is your wants. Because even on the smallest amount of money that we have, we do have wants and needs, even on the smallest amount. So make the list, show interest in really wanting to get the best out of this money.
Now, Mushfika, you know, the one thing that also comes to mind is that, I mean, we've been seeing looting, you know, going around in the city over the last couple of days, and it shows that there's a dire need, you know, yes, within our community. A lot of people are perhaps dependent on that 300. I don't know what's the usual amount for child grant. Let's say it's 400 rand for argument's sake.
Yes.
Yeah. So now they're going to be getting an additional 500 rand come the end of May. That's going to be 900 rand. Let's round it off to 1,000 rand. You know, how important is it? I mean, you were talking about the lists and that, and people yesterday were saying that they should have rather considered, you know, increase those people that were laid off from work. They should have rather increased that father, you know, who used to provide for his family, etc. But there's also that dire need for that child, you know, who is at home, for that child grant, because obviously that child also still needs to be clothed, needs to be fed, etc. And so it's important for them to kind of budget properly around those things.
Absolutely. And I think that just the child grant in particular, the child is a part of the household. So you are going to be looking at the household when you look at the child. So the child grant is, nobody's going to say, okay, I'm not going to take money from the child grant for electricity. I'm not going to take money from the child grant for bread for the adults in the house. Nobody's going to make that distinction with the child grant. So I do think that where it is quite important is that the child grant comes in per child, not per household. So where you would have had one adult in the household perhaps getting an amount, now if you have numerous children in the household, you'll actually find that the increases on the child grants increases the income coming into the household as a whole. Again, we're looking here at what is the household income. And yes, I do agree that it is 350 rand for somebody that is unemployed. It's not a lot of money because you're looking at the poverty line in South Africa, the survival figure for South African to survive for a month. You're looking at 561 rand. So it is below that. 350 rand is also only a tenth of what our minimum wage of 3,500 would be. But again, I'm saying, and a lot of us who are the ones who are complaining, a lot of us who are the ones who are being negative towards these debt distress measures and debt relief measures, are the ones of privilege, are the ones to whom the 350, the 250, the 300 rand and the 500 rand don't make a difference to.
I need to wrap it up. I've got about a minute and a half left, actually, before I need to wrap it up. With the extra cash, you know, at hand, would you sort of would you encourage people firstly to go into bulk buying and panic buying?
Absolutely.
Or would you?
I would say bulk buying, Gulam.
Not panic buying. Yeah, because
not
obviously if you bulk buy, then you kind of score the next month.
You do. You absolutely do. And like I'm saying, one thing that has been clear is that panic buying is not going to serve you well. I would rather say take that money and buy what you need. But again, it comes down to planning. Even your bulk buying is planning. Look for the specials. Look, go through it. Know where you need to go. If you're only going to go out once or twice in the month to go and buy, look for the specials. Look where you can save. You know what you could do? Find out now already, how much do I pay every month for my electricity? Then at the beginning of the month, when you do get your grant, buy electricity for the entire month. Buy your electricity. Then you know that is sorted.
Right.
Pay your necessities from that money that you get so that it doesn't matter what happens, you are covered. Buy your breads in bulk. Put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
Buy your bread in bulk, put in the freezer, know that your necessities are covered from this money that is being put there for necessities.
Right. Now, Mushfika, just one of the questions that also came through that I want to pose to you. You know, in terms of during the lockdown, obviously people cannot move around freely, you know. Mm-hmm. How do people then, you know, sort of do the bulk buying? How do they save money during this time? Because usually people would, you know, shop where they know where they can get the bargains and stuff like you were just talking about. Like, for example, you know, Ajevo Tarel saying, Moisalatopa and Mushanjamus no Gatesville to right. But now, at this point in time, you can't because some of the shops are just closed and you can't travel out of your area, etc. So how do you work? I must say
you have to actually just also look out on social media, look out on in the media. A lot of the shops have applied, and a lot of the shops, especially for Ramadan, I have found are open. They're not trading all day, but a lot of the shops are trading sort of 9 till 2. A lot of the shops, the names that we always associate with going to Gatesville are open. A lot of the shops that we associate with good prices are open. Again, plan it. So you know what? I'm going to be on the road today. If anybody stops me, I can show them my parcels. I can show them my slips. I can say, I am allowed to be out to buy essential goods. This is my day out for essential goods. Here I am. But don't go say, okay, now today I'm going to go and I'm going to buy 50 rands worth of things. And tomorrow I'm going to go out again and I'm going to buy 80 rands worth of things. And the next day, plan and say, okay, my bulk buying even if it is not bulk buying at one place, but today I'm going to go out and I'm going to get what I need. And that is going to, that's, I think, is the best way of moving around buying essential goods in this time.
Right, and that's where we're going to have to leave it. Mushfika Botha, Head of the Research and Consumer Education at National Debt Advisors. Shukran so much for your time.
Afwan, shukran to you, Glam. Appreciate it.
It's only a pleasure.